Lots of federal agencies say they're data-driven. The Securities and Exchange Commission really is. I asked SEC data scientist Kevin Compher for a sense of just how much data the agency has and how it's applying analytic tools.
SEC is a data-driven organization, and you know what's incredible is I've never seen such massive amounts of data. For instance, there's one system developed by our trading and market division called the Market Information Data Analytics System, or MIDAS, and it provides near real-time collection of approximately 6 billion records per day from numerous U.S. exchanges. Likewise, the Consolidated Audit Trail, or CAT system, which deploys this fall, is estimated to be the largest financial data set ever created, consisting of some 20 petabytes to start. Generally speaking, we have groups like Trading and Markets that use data analytics to evaluate market structure in order to diagnose, predict, and prevent disruptions like flash crashes. Likewise, groups in enforcement use data analytics to evaluate insider trading and suspicious market manipulation behavior. Our Office of Compliance and Examinations are actually experts in high-frequency trading algorithms and utilize numerous machine learning techniques for things like lead generation. And finally, our Division of Risk Analysis, or DERA, provides a landing point for data-driven research and development and has numerous economists engaged in projects like improving time series analysis and utilizing deep learning for natural language processing and other data science applications.
Okay, so it's a pretty broad range there. Let's get back to that MIDAS database for a minute. You said there's 6 billion records a day.
Yes.
Are these structured types of data elements? I mean, what is in a record that comes in by the billion?
So you're talking about microsecond transactions across all of the stock exchanges.
What do those look like? What kind of data is that? Is it a database record?
It is. Yes, it's an exchange of all of the order transactions within the market.
This is rivaling the size of the data transactions that the markets themselves handle then every day.
In fact, it's quite larger than that because we're looking across all the exchanges, not just a single exchange.
And MIDAS then is a permanent record of this.
Yes.
Well, I'm thinking 6 billion records a day going back to however far back electronic exchanges go. Uh-huh. That must be maybe even more than petabyte scale at this point.
It is, absolutely. So, you know, within IT, it's an exciting time for me. In my role as data scientist leading cloud platform development, I collaboratively design these systems that will deliver a truly incredible suite of tools and data into the hands of the user. So I get to know the users very well, work hard to understand the mission and their needs from their perspective, because we're really living in what I like to call the golden age of data science and cloud computing right now. It's been driven by the democratization of open source APIs, and we now have access to an unprecedented suite of capabilities. Just such an exciting time to be here.
So let's talk about analytics. What are the types of analysis that you do? And without going into specific products, what types of tools do you tend to use?
Finance community and SEC by extension already has a very rich tradition of subject matter experts. Software engineers, data scientists that are classified as quantitative analysts, also called quants. Generally speaking, data science is very much in a team sport where, the most effective teams are composed of a diverse set of skills. For instance, we'd very much like to team up a quant with a data engineer, a DevOps cloud developer, maybe a machine learning expert, or data visualization storytelling specialist to do things like enhance the quality and effectiveness of their data products. And we're trying to bring more collaborative resources to them via our data platform called the Data Enterprise Analytics Platform, or DEAP.
Now, there are lots of divisions at SEC that look at different parts of the economy. There's an enforcement division and so forth. And probably those people that are facing the public have questions that they would like answered with the data, but they only know the question. They don't know how to get it answered. So how does the process get going such that they get teamed up with a data scientist and other people that might be involved that you just mentioned, such that you can develop a tool that gives them the answers that they're looking for?
Much of this and the methods here are confidential. We're trying to bring more collaborative resources to them via our data platform called the Data Enterprise Analytics Platform, or DEAP. Just last week, there was a press release that a Massachusetts-based portfolio manager was accused of diverting about $2 million from his customers. He's charged with fraudulent match trade scheme in which he prearranged the purchase of call options between his own account and the brokerage accounts of the funds at prices that disadvantaged the fund that he represented and personally advantaged him. And so I spoke with the very talented quant from Enforcement's Market Abuse Unit. His name is John Marino, and it turns out that John was directly embedded with the legal team that worked on this case. And John relied heavily on open source Python ecosystem to use extensive data enrichment techniques across numerous data sets for visual and exploratory analytics and for detecting learned patterns of market manipulation. I wish I could say more about kind of how they do it.
And you mentioned Python. What's that?
Yes. So the Python ecosystem is a rich framework of, known as the PyData stack. And there are several open source packages in this ecosystem.
Give me a little bit more about the technology underpinning software, mainly, that you've got the data that you mentioned, the databases, mm-hmm. and then there's a dashboard somewhere that gives answers. What do you have in between?
Sure. Okay, so there are numerous analytic tools we use. In fact, I'd mentioned earlier Midas and Cat, but we have a robust Hadoop and MPP-based enterprise data warehouse, along with hundreds of valuable data sets. With Deep, the analytics platform I mentioned earlier, we're developing what is called an elastic data lake, where users can search, publish, and subscribe to the catalog of data holdings. But for other tools, generally speaking, we first look at top-level Apache open source projects, but then are very focused on cloud open source big data projects like Spark, Kafka, Elasticsearch, as well as Python and R ecosystem packages. There's also incredible utility in containerization technology like Docker, Mesos, Kubernetes. We're very much interested in serverless computing frameworks like AWS Lambda, Batch, Glue, Athena. We use user-driven design approaches via instrumentation and A/B testing through projects like Apache Sensoft. And there's also an open-source e-discovery project on GitHub called Free Discovery that could bring more transparent, consistent, reliable results to our e-discovery pipeline, as well as to some machine learning and natural language processing applications.
Well, you've used just about every popular word there is in big data these days. And let's get back to Hadoop for a minute, because you hear that a lot. And just for those that are uninitiated, what is Hadoop and what does it do for you?
So Hadoop is a big data platform that came out, I want to say it's been almost 10 years of Hadoop now, and it's a distributed computing platform with several packages associated around it. So it's often called the Hadoop ecosystem.
And data lakes are associated with Hadoop as opposed to data warehouses often?
It depends. Some folks use it interchangeably. You can have a Hadoop-based data lake, or you could have what we're calling an elastic data lake, where your persistent data store is more in cloud-based object storage as opposed to persisted on the Hadoop file system.
So these Cat and Midas and some of the other big databases, are they in a Hadoop system or are they in some standard relational database?
So my understanding is they are actually in a cloud-based object store.
Okay, and you also mentioned Kubernetes, and did that originate with Google?
It did, yes. The container orchestration platform.
Okay, container orchestration sounds like a commercial for Tupperware. What is it actually?
So I guess you first have to understand containerization technology. It's kind of like compared to what's called a virtual machine, but you're actually abstracting away the kernel of that machine and creating a much lighter weight application that you can then schedule over a system like Kubernetes. And so what it really gives you is the ability to either lift and shift an application and then scale it pretty horizontally, or it also gives you a framework for what's called microservices development, where you can do things like take a monolithic code baseline and then decompose it into smaller and smaller microservices that then function more independently and have, you know, greater reliability, resiliency, and scalability built in.
So for data scientists that come into a federal agency like the SEC, you've got all these tools and all these new strategies that have come into the fore in the whole field of data and data science.
Yeah.
What do you need to know about the mission? What makes a good data scientist, do you feel, in the federal context? I mean, you could be working for Walmart or Amazon, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So that's a great question. I mean, you definitely need dedication to the mission. And, you know, here at SEC, quants and data scientists are incredible because we're really software developers that know more software development than statistics, but less statistics than most software developers. But at SEC, we're incredible because we're force multipliers. We can come into the commission and build a work product that then can get used by other quants and other users of our system. And it really, you know, helps our mission of protecting American investors on the market.
And where you sit physically in the SEC, are you close to these quant people and the other functionaries that carry out the mission directly?
I am, yes. And I spent a lot of time going from one unit to the next and really helping them work through a user story that, you know, then becomes a feature on the platform that we're developing, Deep.
Kevin Kompfer is lead data scientist in the Cloud Strategies and Enterprise Data Platform Group at the Securities and Exchange Commission. Find a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.